Coffee Club, Coffee Club. Grind your beans and grab your favorite mug. It's Ollie Morgan, George and Gus. It's them boys from Coffee Club. Boys from Coffee Club.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Club podcast for episode 167. Today, I'm joined by Ollie in the studio and a very special surprise guest because he promised us at one point that he would never come on the podcast. Who is it?
It's William Alfred Wiles Kincaid.
So your name is William?
Yes.
Because Tom wanted to know if Woody was short for, what did he put down?
Woodrow.
Woodrow.
Yeah. No, it's not. My dad's friend's name, his best friend was just Woody. My dad was a flight attendant. The guy was a pilot. And I'm his co-pilot, I guess.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah. Beautiful story.
It's pretty wholesome.
It's pretty cute.
It's a beautiful story. We're very excited to have him on because he's been, we love Woody. We love Woody very much. But there was a period of time where we were pestering him. Not to give away too many details, but we were at a concert one time at Red Rocks. And it was a chill vibe, off season. I don't know, some people were drinking maybe. And I thought this would be I thought his defenses would be down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked him, Woody, you want to come on the podcast? He said, fuck no. I would never do that.
I'm glad that we're allowed to swear on this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules that like if this is like, you know, classy swearing or if it's like tasteful swearing or it's just straight up like nah, fuck.
Straight up swearing.
Just madness. But yeah, what changed? What the hell? What are you doing here?
I think that
you got a bonus in your contract to do media or something.
Honestly, like I told you, I miss talking about running. So I go back to my house, and I've been home in Denver for like 3 months, and I'm like, damn, the one thing I really like talking about is running, and that's like.
And you got no one to talk about.
I got I talked to my mom about running. She's like, I asked her how many laps a 10K was, and she said 27, very confidently, and it's like, no, it's. Not keep going, and she's like 26, 25. All right, we're there, and that's like the extent that I can really talk to them about.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So yeah, I kind of, I was listening to the podcast again. I was cross training.
Literally right before we started filming, what'd you
say about the Christmas episode, our special Christmas episode?
He said, yeah, I listened to your Christmas episode while I was crushing last night.
Yeah, it was the waste of time. The biggest waste of time. Like, I didn't learn anything about it. You just saw one around, and it was like Thanksgiving dinner or something. Like, what do you think?
What did you expect to learn from it?
I don't know, you know?
You want us to talk about, like,
the complexities of religion in Christmas time or something with runners?
I wouldn't mind that. I guess I just think
you just assume that we said more insightful things.
It's just like,
things.
Hey, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for this basement and OAC. And
Woody's other main criticism of our podcast is that we just joke each other off all the time, which does happen.
To be fair, I actually had a podcast that was just a Bowerman podcast to some extent.
Price of a mile.
The price of a mile back in the day. And that we was just a big jerk off of Bowerman. And so you guys have just taken the jerk off flag and started running with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who's going to take it next, but we'll keep it warm for now.
Initially, our first flag that we planted was our anti Bowerman flag.
Yeah. Yeah. We did the anti jerk before the jerk.
We did the opposite.
They're in the rebuilding. Now it's like.
Yeah. That was 3 years ago.
Now it's like, now we're going to punch up.
Yeah. We can't say anything about them now. Now we just talk about Flagsmith Elite.
Yeah.
That's right.
The new team on the block.
The new squad.
Yeah.
With the, do we call it a squad or do we call it a cult? I'm trying to figure out which way we go.
I heard you say that too.
Yeah.
Because they love Mike Smith here on the podcast.
Yeah, but we do.
What makes you Maybe think too much. It's a cult?
Because people literally, like, yeah, everything.
The quotes, everyone's Instagram captions.
The quotes, the way they talk, like, the way they talk about
the
it.
The interviews.
Because they the sound team like
meditation,
they're
Mike. The team meditation sessions.
They didn't actually have them.
Yes, I've seen the videos.
No.
Jordy's still in rehab right now getting out of the cult because he still does exercises and says shit in Mike Smith
the fact
mannerisms.
That Mike Smith is the officiator at weddings.
Yeah. Two weddings he's officiated. Two.
Was it two?
I think he's done two from what Jordy's been to.
That is definitely guru cult
like
material.
Can you imagine Ritz doing any of our weddings, Morgs?
Okay.
Get here. Hurry up.
Actually, it'd be kind of fun.
It would be pretty funny.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's probably not.
Is he going to go to your wedding?
Yes.
He's been to both our teammates' weddings. Okay. He's actually, I think it was pretty cute. I think for Joe and Sage's, he wore their pins on his blazer because we had OAC pins. Did Bauman ever have like Bauman pins with you guys on it or? Did you have any logo stuff or
we
merch?
We had flannel shirts 1 year.
It's like Mike Smith.
It had like a ring. It will be eventually. Yeah. We had like a ranking, a number. We had a Bowerman. It was a flannel shirt. It was a Pendleton Bowerman flannel shirt, and it had a number next to it. And it was just like, it ranked how important you were in the Bowerman like family. Or
that's
whatever.
Crazy to
that's
me.
That's actually insane. What was your ranking?
I think I was pretty high up there. I was like 11 or something. I was pretty happy
that's
with
not
it.
That.
That's not
that high.
That's not high.
I was good with it. I was like, damn, that's sweet. All right.
Woody has told me stories about Bowerman that shows... I don't know if this shows how much more self-aware they were or how much less insecure they were. He told me they used to rank, they had a full, I think they must have done this on runs or at training camp. They fully ranked like how good they all were compared to, was it compared to their talent levels or how?
So it became like a thing of like, who was more like, who's the most talented? Who gets the most out of themselves? That was like, who gets the most out of themselves? Like who's the most talented? And who's like, who's all hard work? And it became, we all ranked each other. Cause you know, of course Grant took this over. It's like, we all ranked each other from who's the most talented in the group to who's the least talented, how we just based on vibes. And then we took the average of everything of everyone's list. And it we had an A tier, a B tier and a C tier talent group. So it, depending on how you saw yourself is where you,
it sounds like a safe sport violation.
Probably was, but but no,
you're down here.
No, it was only the men, but it's depending on how you saw yourself. It was like, did you want to be A tier or did you want to be C tier? Like, did you want to believe that you were the most talented or did you want to believe that you were doing the most with the least amount of talent? And I think for me, I wanted to be like kind of in the middle. I didn't want to be the most talented, but I also did not want to be like
so B tier.
I wanted to be B tier, and I was.
What was that? It was a while ago when I did idolize Bauman for a short period of time. I think Evan had a quote on his Twitter that seems similar to what you were ranking. He's like, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. He had some sort of quote like that.
Yeah, Jordan. Hard work beats talent when talent
doesn't work hard. Yeah, he had that on his profile, and now that makes sense because I'm guessing that was definitely talked about.
No, this was years later. That was just Evan's persona. That was just like what he believed.
That's just him.
That was his motto.
So what was he on the A, B, C tier? Was he C?
A. He's so talented.
He's saying in the quote that he's C tier, that he works harder than he's talented.
No, because he's saying that he's talented, but he'll get beaten if he doesn't work hard.
Oh, yeah, true. Actually, that's the way to read it.
Yeah.
He's saying himself he's B tier.
Well, I'm still a little bit confused because what... Can there not be a reality where someone is the most talented and also the most hardworking, or is that just impossible?
Sure. Yeah.
So you're A tier then?
It was purely a thing of it was purely a thing of like where the talent lies. Yeah. And then you can interpret how hard that person worked.
Our team would be interesting because we got Yard, who's probably the most talented person on the team.
I'd put him in A plus.
he's
A tier. C tier would
A
be
plus
hard.
Plus.
I don't think you want to put anyone in C.
I don't think I'd put anyone.
Well, like legitimately, when I heard you saying this, I was so impressed because I don't think that our team could do that exercise because I think there's too many egos.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people would actually get their feelings. Did people get their feelings hurt in this? Did it become like personal?
No, I think it just became a talk on the long run. Like it just became.
It is a fun thing to talk
about. It just became a thing that we talked about. And whoever was leading the. Like the first rep, we're like, all right, get the A tier guys up there.
Yeah.
So the A tier guys have to lead the work. So actually, you don't want to be A tier.
I'm actually.
Then you have to lead.
Perhaps not.
I think on the team, I'm a C tier. I worked pretty hard to get where I am.
Dude, that's what they would say about I would put me. I'd be like, I'm C tier.
He's looking for us to say, no, you're B tier.
I think I'm C tier.
No, I think I'm C tier.
Oh, yeah, four-time NCAA champ coming out of college is a C tier.
The better, the more, the higher your accolades and the lower you put yourself is the most, is like the arrogant scale.
Yeah, that's the most that you're saying that I went and earned this. Despite everything, I did this.
Well, actually, it'd be safe to be B tier.
B's the safe space.
But everyone would want to be in B.
I don't know. I think, do you want to know? I remember the top three, the A tier.
Who are the top three in the A tier?
you guys would have to tell us yours first.
I could.
You make the. Can we make Bauman? A gentleman's agreement from that, if I say our A tier, because this is private information.
Oh, you mean for OAC? Well, yes. Our belief of our team. Okay, I can give you that. I can give you that.
And you guys were
Yard. Yeah, probably just Yard. Men. We're just doing the men's.
Yard, George, and I would say...
George?
Maybe Mario? Yeah. But Mario works pretty hard. He'd be low A.
I would disagree with your picks.
I would disagree too. I see Mario grind.
Yeah, same with George.
But Mario's pretty talented.
Same with George.
But George is also very talented.
Everyone's talented.
That's what I'm saying. I'm picking out of the whole team who I think is the most talented, even though they all work very hard. Because Yard also works very hard.
We have to clarify that in this talent ranking, we are still in the 99.99.9.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's my picks. That's the Morgan, give me your three.
I would put...
To count of mine.
I disagree with his. And I'm not even on your team.
He doesn't even have to be there. I would put... It's actually pretty hard. Are we including the new people? Because it's hard because we haven't seen them...
I didn't include them really cycles. Because I just haven't seen them like a full year.
If I was going to include the new people, I would do Yared.
Yared's definitely a
Then
pick.
I would pick between.
We're only doing the men, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when we start talking about like the women, it's like that's their thing. Like they.
Yeah,
have
you don't
to
train with
that.
Them.
Yeah.
You're not next to them. Because I would be trying to put Dylan and Kai both in A tier. I would actually do that. So I'll put Dylan in there, and then I would put either myself or Kai. / I think you would be low A tier, high B tier.
I put him in the B tier as well.
Yeah,
I put him in the B. I'd even go. I might even say A. He's like A minus.
That's yeah.
But this is hard. Then this is hard. This could go a podcast, honestly. C tier then. I want to know the whole layers.
Yeah, but pretty much for C tier, what you're looking for is who put in like the most consistent hard training and progressed the most with that. Mm. You know, because that's why
I think that's fair. That's one good evaluation of who showed the most consistent progress versus like who just came out on top.
Yeah, it's hard to put other people in the C tier. You want someone to put themselves in the C tier. You don't want to say. That someone else is C tier.
I think
that you don't want to offend them.
It's not always. That's what we're saying.
That's like, why
you're
you have
also
to wait
saying
for
they
them.
Got here by working their ass.
Yeah,
off.
But there's a certain type of person that, as we've already said, that would like that more than others. So you don't want to put the type of person in C tier that doesn't want to be in C tier.
Right.
If they have, that's what I'm saying is the dangerous
well, you're being,
part about
you
it.
See, that's why we have to take the average because
the funny thing is, you guys are saying this because you know people in C tier in your head and you want to say it because you know you want them.
I do
want to
hear who is the absolute bottom. Talent level at OIC.
Yeah, I can't tell you that.
Oh, that's easy. It's Ritz.
Okay. In his mind, I could see Ritz being like,
Oh, dude, when Ritz sees like you know, like the nice shoes that we run in now and the spikes and everything, he's like, oh my God, I'd run 12:47 in these.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
To his credit, it's possible.
It probably is possible because he was running in we ran 206, was 206 or 207 marathon? He was running in like plastic shoes.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I think that's what they made.
With a popped bubble or something.
Yeah. Wait, so perhaps. We showed you ours.
Yeah.
Now do we get to see yours?
So the A tier was, this was back in, I want to say like 2019. So it was Lopez Lamont.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
I would have him up there.
Matthew Senshowitz.
Makes sense
also
as well.
Also makes sense.
Grant Fisher.
Makes sense.
And then Mohamed.
Yeah.
I feel like Mo and Grant would be lower than Centro and Lopez, no?
Yes. Because I ranked it 1-4 right
there. Yeah. Where was Sean in A?
Sean is C tier.
Really?
I would say. I think Sean works out, in my opinion, he works out well above.
I've heard he's an absolute workout beast, but the only reason from the outside I was thinking that is just because of how many injuries he has and how quickly he's able to come back from injuries.
Yeah. I mean, people just like... People really overlook how many injuries Sean has come back from.
Yeah,
this guy almost lost his foot in 2019. He almost lost his foot. Yeah, he twice. He almost lost his foot
Where
and then came
go?
Back. And then it was like an infection in his foot.
Wow.
And it's actually a funny story. Where like Grant had just joined. Grant was like, we were up in Park City and Grant had just, he was coming up to visit. And he really didn't know me well then. But Sean was... Like his foot just like he finished a workout and his foot just like blew up, like swollen. And he was icing his foot in this ice bath. And at that time, we just thought he like had a, you know, he's an injury or something. He's just icing his foot. And the ice bath was just sitting there for days, for like, for days.
Just and, disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting, just like marinating. And then we find out that Sean has this infection in his foot. It's a staph infection. And it's like really serious, and that Sean is going to have to go to the hospital and get this treated and go on antibiotics and all that stuff.
So he got it from the ice bath?
No, no, no. He got it from, it happened inside, we think. Like it happened inside his injury.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask him, but yeah, he almost lost his foot over it. He didn't. He came back from it. But when we found out that, okay, this had a staph infection in it, we're like, we got to get rid of this ice bath. And Grant was just sitting on the couch with me. I'm like, dude, we got to get rid of this right now. This has a, Sean has a staph infection in his foot. We got to get rid of this ice bath. And I'm like, all right, help me pick it up. And we were on this, we were at an apartment and on the seventh floor. And we pick up this ice bath and I'm like, help me carry this over, Grant. And he's like, all right, fine. And he didn't know, like, this is his second day with Byron. He's just going to do what I tell him to do. And we bring it over to the ledge and we try and pour it over and we lose our balance and it's starting to pour on us. And I like just push it in Grant's direction and pours all over Grant.
I can't believe you did that.
And I think, Grant's just like, of course, now he knows, like, of course, Woody pushed it over and spilled staff all over me.
Wow. You're a terrible person.
Yeah.
How bad would you have felt?
It got stabbed pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. So,
yeah. But ask him about that when he's on the, when you guys would do a collab of the Half Step podcast. And
I've asked Grant to come on multiple times and he has actually agreed in person and then he's ghosted us online. But I imagine he's a busy man.
Well, I don't think so.
Probably not that busy.
No, I mean, he's busy as us. He's like, doing. Yeah, what's he doing that we're not doing? Like, we're just running.
We're just running. Oh, amazing. Yeah, I think that game, I don't think it's good to play it in the way that we just did it either, where you're talking about other people. I think you can only play that with everyone there.
Yeah, and does people have sense? Their own opinions themselves.
I don't think you can talk.
That's
the
beauty of podcasts, though, isn't it?
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah. You can put anybody in the category.
Exactly.
Because you feel like you're
important.
You
can make Mike Smith whoever you want him to be.
That's what we do.
Now I'm imagining.
And you can
make
Dathan whoever you want him to be, exactly.
Would you feel like do that? It's weird to, okay, for the Mike Smith stuff, because you kind of like know him. if you went into people's rooms that you know were coached by him and they had like massive photos of him like on the wall in the closet, would you be worried? Like kind of photos where it's like, this looks like...
It's not. It's a legitimate question.
Would I be worried if I saw a shrine to Mike Smith
from
my teammates? Naturally, yes.
Okay.
What would you think about if your teammates were like, you thought they were listening to music for like an hour before the race and you found out they were just listening to like pre-recorded mics just on repeat?
Yeah.
Would you be concerned?
Like Chop Wood Carry Water kind like of like Zen repeat. Kind of quotes.
On repeat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. You're right. The more I hear it.
It's like, yeah, there's a cult.
Yeah.
But you kind of stay out of the cult vibes because you're here for 3 months. You know, if you spent the whole year in Flagstaff, there's no chance.
Like, I think that's the plan.
Yeah.
I'm about to be, I hopefully be baptized into this community.
The Boulder community?
No, the Mike Smith cult.
Oh.
Oh. What do you have to do to be baptized? Do you have to chop down a tree or something?
I feel like I'm in. I'm already, but like I want a formal, like, hey, I'm here.
Because people that have been baptized by Michael Smith when they were in Hawaii, the brilliance of the coaching of being like, Mike got texts from everybody from the race and his response was the exact same, saying, just do whatever Hobbs does or do whatever Nikki does. And they got the same text, so they didn't know what they were doing. They were just going around in circles saying like, oh, do what this person does. Yeah. But this person got a text saying, do what this person does. It's the brilliance of Mike Smith coaching.
Yeah.
So you don't know what like workout they're actually doing.
It's the blind leading the deaf.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Keep them on their
no
toes.
One knows what workout they're doing, and they eventually just did my workout.
That was a test.
That was a test, yeah.
And did they pass?
Well, they didn't do the workout. Because Hobbs is doing something like, they were doing 3 minutes. Some Hass people were doing like 3 minute reps. I had 6x mile, and I think like we were running like five. Like I wanted to run like 5:05 because we're at sea level, but that apparently was way too quick for a 1.5 lactate, whatever. They didn't have a reader. they're just going off like vibes. The Zen vibes in the head. Totally. And then they did like, I did like six and they did like four. The only person that did them with me was Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Morgan Beetlejuice.
I think he's in his own cult.
He's in his own cult. He's in the Beetlejuice cult.
What is your guys' cult?
Our cult is the coffee club cult.
You guys have a cult right here.
Look at that thing. Yeah. Look at that little coffee club.
Where's Gus right now?
He's right there. He's asleep. Okay. He's not allowed in the studio because it violates his contract.
Yeah.
He's under a huge contract.
All four of you got a contract. I heard that.
Yeah.
my little slip up.
Yeah, who are you referring to? I was going through, I had too much time, and I was like, who could he possibly be actually talking about?
That wasn't even like, that was just a mistake.
Is there another one coming through the
mic? That was just a mistake of words. Sometimes the funny thing with the podcast is that... Is that sniffing? I say stuff here, and then I walk out of the podcast, and like we talk for an hour to 2 hours, and then I walk out. I'm like, don't remember anything I just said. Whatever happens in here is just.
I have that same thing, but then I walk in, get into the car. I'm like, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you remember everything you said. Yeah, a little too well.
I remember the bad things I said, not the good things I said.
But speaking of the cult of Mike Smith, so we try to give George a call.
Yeah.
So George should have mentioned it already. Is in New Zealand. Oh yeah, happy Christmas and New Year's to everyone.
Yeah, we totally passed on that. Can we say Happy New Year to the world?
Yeah, say it to them.
Say our maybe New Year's resolution.
Yeah. We can do our New Year's resolutions on this podcast.
You go first, Woody.
My New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually hadn't thought about it.
Me neither.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. I should.
Ollie, do you have one?
I do have one.
Is it going to be similar to last year's?
Last year's was the vegan meal.
Yeah.
That didn't go all year.
You ate vegan.
I got to October. Well, I didn't eat vegan, actually. That went like a couple weeks. I went vegetarian.
Oh, this was on the podcast too, where you're like, yeah. I was a vegan, and they're like,
we called you.
Absolutely, we're not.
No, I was vegetarian. I had like a couple of vegan meals, former teammate and best-looking CIA operative, Jonas Rees, is a vegan, and Race. I thought, Race.
I like that guy. I met him in
the middle of Eunice.
He's a lovely bloke. He joined the Europe team, but he was he kind of inspired me. I was like, I'm going to do one vegan meal, one vegetarian meal a week, and I fucking hated it. I hated it so much.
It's not that.
That's one of 21 meals.
That's not that bad. That's a pretty reasonable New Year's resolution.
5% of your meals.
I thought that was a good. Don't you think that's a reasonable?
I think Woody's saying Woody's more shocked that you failed it.
No, I'm shocked. That's fine. It's like, hey man, you have a test. You have to get 5% of the answers right.
I failed it because I just forgot. I think I got to like October, November, and then I looked at my past week. I was like, wow, there's nothing that we ate was vegetarian. And I was like,
well. Well, there's that one.
There's that one gone. New Year's resi?
Dude, it's hard because they're just
me,
like...
it's probably to be more considerate about other people's feelings.
Oh, that's a boring one.
No, it's not. Actually, my resolution is by the end of the year, I want to play less video games, but also get Dark Matter and all my camos for Call of Duty Black Ops 6.
That's a good one because they conflict against each other.
Yeah, so the conflicting of this New Year's resolution, Woody, is that if I can hammer... for the next couple of months early on and get the Dark Matter camo, which is almost impossible to do unless you play like 8 hours a day, then the rest of the year I don't play anymore and then that could be my resolutions complete.
Yeah, this seems like a productive use of time, man.
Yeah, that's what I think so. Yeah, I mean, what else could I be doing? Like, you know, feeding the homeless?
To be fair, yeah, you're going to work, you're going to volunteer at the homeless shelter.
Nah, either that or I'm going to try and like fly to Flagstaff and spy on Mike Smith for Dathan, just to see what's up there.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, you spy on us?
You spy on us. This is Coffee Club, bro. This is not OEC.
We know nothing. We don't know what goes on here.
But George is the only one that knows anything and he's not here. So
that's
you got the two guys that are dummies.
You guys have had a spy all along.
No.
Yeah.
What if I told you?
Yeah, wait. What if George has been reporting to Mike?
Exactly. Oh, dude. I don't even want to think about it because it might be true.
Yeah, that one hits too close to
home. This entire time.
That might hit close to home.
Right, I'm going
to
see if he answers.
You know what game I just started? I don't play video games very much anymore. Outer Wilds?
Is that
have
the
you
one
played
that?
It?
I have played it, yeah.
I've been playing it like the last week nonstop.
It's apparently really the good. New Indiana Jones game's amazing. I think you'd like that game, Morgs.
All right, let's see if George answers.
George in here. We've totally skipped.
Do you reckon? This is the one thing.
This podcast is going to go on for 3 hours.
I think.
It easily could.
It easily could, yeah. I think George could join your group, to be honest. The Mike Smith, what's it called? Flagstaff Elite?
We don't know yet. I think we're actually going to have a real name when Mike becomes
I thought you guys would put
coach.
Flagsmith Elite.
Flagsmith Elite. That's what...
I mean, I'm okay with that.
All right. It's done.
Why don't we just call it Woody Concave and the Flagstaff Elite boys?
Concave.
Yeah, that was his nickname for you.
That's my nickname for you, Woody Concave.
And this one's Georgie Porgy.
This is George.
Can you hear us, George?
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and
Happy New Year's.
And hey, George, what are you doing?
What
are you? Oh, you're cross training.
Woody,
you're
doing
something
else. Seat.
Yeah, I was actually
you
complaining
look good in my
about
seat, Woody.
Your chair, man. You like lean forward.
We had to do. We like, did a little
hey,
mic swap for Woody.
Let it go.
But podcasting's hard work.
Not for Woody.
I feel like my back is like.
Wait, you think,
breaking.
Do you think? You think we're just? This. Think we're just relaxing? Relaxing every week for an hour? No, we're grinding in there. It's tough.
I figured that out.
But Georgie, how's it going down under? How was a summer Christmas on the farm?
Oh, summer Christmas on the farm was just wonderful. Yeah, magical time out there.
Where the hell are you?
Yeah, dude, it sounds like he's calling in from a radio. Yeah. Like he's like long time listener. Full time podcast.
Is there noise in the background?
No, we're just wondering where you are, George. It looks like you're
in a bunker.
Do you want to see?
You're in a hangar.
It looks like he's in a hangar, yeah.
Let me show you. This is actually, I've been coming here a lot. This is actually an epic facility. Let me show you. I'm on the bike. I was going to be on the Stairmaster mode, but I thought I'd be too puffed.
That would have been epic.
It was going to be too hard.
The Stairmaster shots.
It's actually so hard. I was on there yesterday. I don't think I would have been that tall on there. So, I'm on the bike instead.
Nice.
But this is
holy shit.
Look at this gym facility.
They have those in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Bike?
Wow. That's,
did you
that's
go to nice. Australia?
I think he's in N-Swiss or something. This looks like Australian money.
Pickleball has come to New Zealand, apparently.
Amazing.
Isn't it summer down there? why?
And this whole bit is only like just for high-performance athletes in New Zealand. Like anyone on the high-performance program.
Yeah.
You can come use that for me. But the bike's over here, so nice. I'm on the bike.
Wait, how far away is this from your little farm, George?
It's freaking hot and humid. It's 15 minutes from my house.
Oh, nice. That's pretty nice. Pretty close. Pretty
so you're never coming back because it seems like that seems like an ideal training setup you guys
have. Oh, wait, I didn't even... And that's the track out there.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like that stadium.
Okay. So we should go there for training.
We should probably
camp.
Do behind training that. Camp there, yeah. George has just confirmed that we do training camp in New Zealand.
And there's a 1.5-mile gravel path around the outside, like a Davidson Mesa type loop.
Nice.
That's amazing. That's amazing. But how's the how's the body doing? How's training going? You clicking along? Sounds like you've been grinding on the Stairmaster. That's never easy.
Yeah, it's actually so hard. Underrated. Inspired by Harvey Nelson. Who's that Aussie guy?
Who?
I actually don't know.
You're that account.
Hobby.
Remember we were looking at Stairmaster?
Oh.
No, the Aussie guy.
The balanced runner. You know him.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woody knows. Woody's worked with him.
I have.
Yeah.
That guy. Apparently he rates Stairmaster. He's actually very good. It's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, been spending more time in here than I'd like. I just ran 5 miles, which was the longest run I've done since I've been in New Zealand. So, not ideal. On the, on the hunt for that elusive pain-free run,
yeah,
which hasn't happened since May, probably.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it's been 6 months of searching for that. So, yeah, not ideal. But when I do get out there, it's beautiful for it.
I was going to say.
70 and sunny most days.
If you're going to search for it anywhere, you search for it in New Zealand, eh?
Yeah, just like the hobbits.
Just like the hobbits. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The yeah, ring.
Pretty nice down here.
Damn.
Yeah, got a week at the beach coming up. Next, right after New Year's. At a surf beach, I think.
Ooh.
So maybe I get on the board. But I don't know. I don't surf like Ollie, so.
Yeah, but what type of break is it? Is it like...
Well, if I can stand up.
Is it like just like a very easy surf break, or is it kind of a bit more rough? Like rolly waves?
I have no idea.
Like,
I think it's just like a beach break. Just like
a beach break?
Wide sandy beach.
Yeah. I mean, you could if it's nice and if it's not too big, you could just paddle out in a big board and just flop around out there. Do a bit of flopping.
I'll let you know when I get there.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Well, unfortunately the quality is not great here, George, just so you know.
That's okay. I have a feeling I might be.
Are you on the Wi-Fi
I'm very happy to hop on for the day.
Is this the New Zealand Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi seems to be worse. Well, we don't have Wi-Fi yet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hasn't made it
out. That doesn't make it to New Zealand yet, Woody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually have Starlink at home. We had to get Starlink from Elon Musk.
Oh, wow. That sounds futuristic.
Yeah, that sounds like a conflict of
interest. He's tracking everything we do.
Yeah. Well, we are very happy to be able to see your face and get a little check-in. And, yeah, hopefully the body continues to feel better and better and you don't have to spend quite as much time inside because, yeah, it's got to be so nice being there right now.
Yeah, enjoy your time away from all the, like, obviously training's important, but when you're in New Zealand, enjoy the mental freeness you have when you're back home with your locals.
Do you have any questions for Woody?
I will.
Yeah, I mean, while we're sitting here, George.
while you're sitting in my seat.
What?
While I'm sitting
on your throne, claiming it. I'm also going back to your old coach. I need to know how am I going to win over Mike Smith's heart.
Are you telling me you haven't won over Mike Smith yet? How many years?
I feel like to keep the heart, you have to work every day.
Yeah, you got to win it every day.
Yeah.
That's sage advice right there.
There's a lot of people contending.
That was Mike Smith's advice, of course.
No, I think you're on the right track. I think, get back to Blake stuff for one.
Yeah, yeah. That's where you fucked up. That's where you fucked up.
That might help.
That's step one. And then I think the rest will fall into place.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What about you? Are you going to get back to Flagstaff?
Yep. I'm actually our whole training camp in Phoenix. I'm actually just going to Flagstaff.
He's driving up every day.
Honestly, he jokes about that, but if he's not around, you know exactly where he is, bro. If me and Morgan wake up one morning, we're like, where's Geordie for the run? And then we like see his location, he's in Flagstaff. It's like, God damn it.
I can see it. Not again.
Not again.
No, he's turned off his location. Yeah, you guys just know where he is.
Yeah, I was like...
Amazing. Well, thank
That's
you,
That's the only
George.
Reason I've been at Phoenix training camp.
We'll let you get back to the biking, and hopefully next week we can have a longer conversation.
We have a question for him. What's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to know this.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That's Ollie, good, actually.
Ollie had a good one, but what do you know?
What are some examples? What are they?
Some examples could be
feed the homeless.
Yeah, or like spend a lot of money, don't spend a lot of money.
Get a Porsche
911, 1991.
Ollie said he was going to get better at video games.
That's what I
but
said.
But play them less.
No, I was gonna get really good camos in Call of Duty, but also don't play video games a lot, so it's like conflict of interest.
My motto has been the Casa Bonita motto of where they took over Casa Bonita, and the motto was change nothing, improve everything.
That's a really good motto.
Yeah.
That is a good motto.
And that seems to be the method we're going with our New Year's resolution. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Jordy.
That sounded good. I like that one.
All right.
Okay.
There it is right there.
I can't speak for him.
No, you already have.
You already have. Dude, I like one of those, bro.
My New Year's resolution is be able to do a muscle up.
Yes.
As I'm watching some CrossFit Bros right now.
Yeah, that's actually tough. That's pretty tough, I think. So.
Dude, that is hard.
Yeah.
That's my result.
I love it. We got to do our bicep check-in when you get back as well. We haven't done that for a while.
Dude, did I have the smallest bicep? I think I
can't. I think we were all similar. I think we have relatively similar biceps. They're all small.
Somehow they were the exact same.
They're all small. Woody's probably got the smallest. No offense, Woody.
You don't know me.
Woody's taking his top off right now.
Oh, actually,
we might be cooked here, Morgs.
As he takes those sleeves off. Yeah, you look good.
Woody, are you running Houston, huh?
Possibly. Don't tell George.
Wait, you actually
Joe doesn't listen to this podcast.
No. But we see him every day, so.
Dude.
That's big.
That's Woody's bicep right there.
It's always like that.
That's massive, bro. That's massive.
I think Woody has the exact same size as the rest of us. One size fits all.
Maybe
there's something wrong with that tape measure.
This is everything's the same.
Maybe it's like a gag tape measure where it's just the same measurement every increment. It's the same measurement.
That would make sense. That would make sense. All right. Well.
Well, George, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you out in
in Flagstaff.
I'm very happy you finally came on.
I don't know the mountain range of Flagstaff. What is the mountain range of Flagstaff?
Actually, Jordy, can I do a New Year's thing with you? Like
San, San Francisco Peak.
San Francisco Peak.
Yep.
I want to do a bet because we've had bets before, like the ones with the tattoos on the ass if we ran like the world record for the 5K. If I win a gold medal at Tokyo World Championship, so there was a 5K, 1500, triple jump, whatever, you have to shave your head with me. If I win a gold medal.
With you? That's nothing for you.
You're Ollie wants to shave his head.
No, but I can like shave my head, but you have to do it with me if I win a gold medal at the World Championships. Are you going to accept
What if I win?
If you win,
yeah.
What will you do?
I'll get a Brazilian.
Oh, he went far.
He went there.
Yeah, he said I'll shave my head, and
I'm trying to think of something that George would agree to. I don't know what else. I could not play video games.
I'm pretty sure
Brazilians.
Yeah,
yeah, they're terrifying. I don't want to get them. Yeah. Actually, no, I don't trust that because Jordy's already won a world championship.
George, what is George? I think this has to come down to because you want George to shave his head.
Yeah.
Now, what does George want Ollie to do? Let's think about that. And I'm thinking it's going to be something related to like maybe make him a meal once a week or maybe
why is the once a week meal
sell your car and like get like a less good car maybe. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
Wait, the first thing I thought of was
See, we're on the right.
I would agree to that because
you have to sell your Tesla.
I would sell my
if
Tesla.
George wins. That's a crazy bet.
And you have to drive a Fiat 500.
Yeah,
or a Prius, or a Prius, so he can maintain.
Oh yeah, something way less cool.
Yeah,
carbon neutrality. Yeah, you have to drive a Prius.
I don't know if anybody's looking at a Tesla thinking Ollie that's cool. That. But yeah, all right. Yeah, sweet. All right, I'll do it. Deal. All right, me and George got our year bet.
Now Woody and I have to do one.
Yeah.
No,
if I win, you kiss me. No.
If I win, you kiss me. If I lose, you kiss me.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, thanks, George.
Thank you, Jordy.
Something like that.
Miss you, bud. Right,
thanks, take boys. Care. Have a lovely podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, George. Talk to you soon, man.
Talk to you soon, mate.
Ciao.
Oh, man.
Wow. That was pretty sick, actually.
Yeah, it's good.
The connection in New Zealand is leaves a bit to be...
Be desired.
But I guess what are you going to do? It was nice to get that little check-in either way. And we got some good bets out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't even know where we go next with this one. We have like a kind of mystery like, we do a segment called Coffee Cauldron, which is like Q&A. And we have like a special Woody like Q&A. If you want to, do you want to take a question?
I mean, we'll take a question to keep the... fire going, sure.
All right, his coffee.
I'm not
Woody
like,
edition.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge cauldron guy, but
maybe well, today we'll change that.
Yeah, why not? I said I'd never be here. Here I am.
Yeah, things can always change.
Anonymous message from a competitor in the Sound Running 2022 10K. Why did you spike and trip Klecker with 500 meters to go?
That was in the cauldron, huh?
And that someone was the cauldron sent that in. Someone sent that in.
And that was the cauldron bubbling up and it's
yeah.
I like
that. That's the first time we've had it in like the voice blur though, I'm pretty
Why
sure.
Why did I spike Joe Klecker? Because he slowed down.
The Coffee Club podcast will return next week with Woody Kincaid for part 2.